If we had a list of the 10 most common statements ever heard, I'm rather sure that one of those 10 would be, "I wish I had." How often do we make that statement? Oh, I wish I had, or only if I had. Meaning that sometimes we do not take advantage of the opportunities that we have. And many times almost immediately realize that we are not taking advantage of opportunities. This morning I want us to think for a few minutes about opportunities. Maybe more than anything else about missed opportunities and what is associated with that thought. Our conversations many times will be about those who do not take advantage of their opportunities. I'm impressed with how this is true in the sports area of thought. I enjoy just about all kinds of sports, and I keep up with what's going on in the National Football League and the NBA and the National and American Leagues of Baseball. And I'm amazed as I look at some of the players and how they fail to take advantage of their opportunities. I'm reminded of Len Bias, who back a few years ago graduated from Maryland and was the number one draft pick of the Boston Celtics. The night after he signed, apparently for the first time, used cocaine and died immediately. Look at all the opportunities that that young man might have had. And as you think about some of the players that you know who have played in the professional games, we have those in football and basketball and baseball who have failed to take advantage of their opportunities. Some of them who could be literally making millions of dollars a year, who for the sake of some drugs or something else have thrown all of that away, missed opportunities. And then there are those who will be mentioned by the announcers as they come up as rookies. Boy, this young man has the ability to be a superstar, and it's apparent that he can hit or pitch or field or all of them, that he can pass the football, that he can catch it, that he can just run over people, and yet for some reason or other he never attains very much success, and it may very well be because he doesn't take advantage of his opportunities. Missed opportunities, how sad. We see that also in the area of education. Those of you in the audience this morning who teach at Freed Hardeman or even teach in the local schools realize how true this is. A young man or a young woman comes to school, a person who has the ability to make almost straight A's and just barely gets by because they do not take advantage, or he doesn't take advantage, of the opportunities. I remember when we were juniors in high school, we were given an IQ test. And one of the two who tied for the top IQ in that class had difficulty barely passing in the classes. He would not study. He would not apply himself. Had the highest IQ in the class and just barely made it by. And as I was thinking about this week, I cannot remember hearing that young man's name mentioned since we graduated from high school. I've heard many of my other classmates mentioned, the success that they had, what they were doing in life, but I've never heard that young man, highest IQ in class, but he would not study, he would not take advantage of the opportunity. I get a little bit discouraged and somewhat disgusted sometimes at some that I see even here in the local school. Young man or a young woman is sent to Freed Hardeman, where I believe some of the greatest opportunities on earth exist. Parents will sacrifice to have enough money to pay the tuition and other expenses, and then someone comes down here and goofs off and will not study and will not learn and either is unable to continue in the pursuit of the education or after barely getting by and graduating gets out on the job and doesn't remember which bolt goes with which nut and may be in some instances about the only nut on the job himself. Because he's not taken advantage of the opportunity that is there. You see, someone who has all the money that he could want in life, could buy anything that he needed, take that money and lose it all at a gambling table. or someone else who has enough to support his family and to have his needs met, who spends it all on alcohol and becomes nothing but a drunkard. And yes, the Bible still calls it a drunkard, though we've gotten away from it. Spends it and just does away with all the opportunity. Could have been a success in life. Could have had a successful family relationship. Sometimes that's strained because one will not take advantage of his opportunities. And how sad it is for parents to have to realize that they've done all that they could do and have really worked hard and have tried to give a son or daughter an opportunity and then see him turn his back on that opportunity. But you know, I wonder how another father feels when he looks at his sons and daughters. And I have reference to that father that's up there looking at all of us. I wonder how God feels when he looks at all of us. If we feel that way about our children and our friends and our acquaintances who just miss the opportunities and fail to take advantage of all those opportunities that are there, how must God, our Father, feel when he looks at us sometimes? The Bible clearly teaches that God gives us opportunities. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, he's talking about overcoming temptations, but he makes a statement that I think can be applied in other areas. He says that God will, with the temptation, provide or make a way of escape. Concentrate on that little part of the statement, make a way. God is going to make a way. He's going to provide us with opportunities. It may be in talents that are given to us to use. It may be with his message in earthen vessels to see what we will do with it. It may be seeing how we are as stewards of that which belongs to him, but God is giving us opportunities day in and day out. And I'm persuaded that of all the people in the world, that those of us that are in this building this morning and have the opportunity to live in this area have been given some of God's greatest opportunities to serve and to learn and to be involved in his work. God makes a way. He provides opportunities. And he tells us that we're going to have to give an account for how we take advantage or do not take advantage of those opportunities. We're told, for example, in Luke, the 12th chapter, that those who do not know what's right and do wrong are going to be beaten with a few stripes, but those of us who know what's right and then don't do it will be beaten with many stripes. And that's just one of the passages that indicates that we're going to give an account for how we use our blessings and how we take advantage of or fail to take advantage of the opportunities that are before us. God gives us so much, and he expects us to do something with it. To whom much is given, much is required. Where we have many opportunities, God expects us to take advantage of those opportunities. Jesus said at Luke 13:34, as he looked out at Jerusalem, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her chickens under her wing," and get this point, "and ye would not." Isn't Jesus saying there, how often would I have given you an opportunity? How often would I make these opportunities available to you, and you just wouldn't do anything about it? You would not. At Revelation 2, verse 21, in talking about a woman by the name of Jezebel in one of the seven churches of Asia Minor, the Bible says God gave her space to repent, and she repented not. I think one of the versions translates that God gave her time to repent, and she repented not. God gave her an opportunity, even a woman as wicked as that. God gave her an opportunity to repent, but she would not take advantage of that opportunity. Romans 5, 8, and 9 indicates to us that the very possibility of salvation is an opportunity given to us by the grace of God. We don't deserve it. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that beloved passage of John 3:16 further points out that whosoever will can have an eternal life because God loved us. And he gave us his son. He gave us an opportunity to be saved. But what's going to happen to us if we fail to take advantage of those opportunities? God gives them to us. He puts them there before us. We have to act and we have to react. And if we do not take advantage of our opportunities, we must give an account. Let me share with you three stories that I've heard down through the years that I think point out this idea that's before us. There was a ship which wrecked at sea. After several days, the water was gone. The people were literally about to die of thirst. They saw the sail of a ship on the horizon. It came closer as it got near enough that they could begin to communicate a little bit. They sent out the message, "Send us water, we're about to die." The words came back, "Let down your buckets." Again they hollered, "Send us water, we're about to die." Again the message came back, "Let down your buckets where you are." The reality of the situation was that the ship that had been wrecked had drifted into the mouth of a river. And as they sat on that ship thinking they were in salt water, and about to die of thirst, all they would have had to have done was let down their buckets where they were and have had all the fresh water they needed. And I think sometimes, folks, that we're not letting our buckets down to the opportunities that are around us. Opportunities to serve, opportunities to bring people to Jesus Christ. We may be sending out the message for others to help when all we need to do is let down our buckets where we are. The second story has to do with the time that a man went to see the parade of one of the kings in England. This particular king had a little dog that was his pet. And as the carriage came through in which the king was riding, the little dog was running under the front of the carriage. Just about the time the king's carriage got before where this particular man was standing, another little dog ran out from the audience and got in a fight with the little dog that was the king's, and got the attention of this man to the extent that he watched the two dogs fight until the king had passed and didn't get to see the king. I wonder sometimes if you and I are not getting our priorities mixed up to where we may be watching the dogs fight and fail to see the king, fail to take advantage of the opportunities that are before us. Another story is about the farmer who told his friend that he would give him a calf, and he said, "This is the way we're going to do it. You get down at the other end of this cornfield, and I'm going to run my calves through one at a time, and when you see the one that you want, you reach out and grab him by the tail, and he's yours." First calf came through, the man thought his color's not good. Second one came through, and he noticed that he had a little limp. The third one came through, and he was a little thinner than he would like. The fourth one came through, and as he first saw him, he thought, "His color is perfect, his size is perfect, he's walking well." And as he passed, he reached to get him, and he was bobtailed. I think many times we may be waiting until the bobtail is there, and we're not able to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. Now, having said this, let's make some applications. God gives us opportunities every Sunday morning at Bible study, every Wednesday night at Bible study. There are people who work hard and plan to have classes for us to where we can learn the truth of God's Word. And some of us do not take advantage of the opportunities. Some of us will not let down our buckets. And then when a discussion comes up about what the real teaching of God's Word is, sometimes we find our buckets empty. Sometimes we allow ourselves to watch the dogfight somewhere else instead of coming to see the king when there's an opportunity to worship. A great deal of time and effort goes into the program of work for our youth group, including classes on Sunday morning and Wednesday night that are in a planned two-year curriculum to give our young people an opportunity to study these different books and these different subjects so that when they are finished and graduate from high school here, they've had that opportunity to study, and some of our young people had rather go somewhere else on Wednesday night than be here and put other things before God's Word on Sunday morning to be in Bible study and to be in worship. And it may very well be, young people, some buckets will come up empty if we're not careful in taking advantage of our opportunities. At the end of the lesson this morning, we will sing a song, "There's a Great Day Coming," and it will be talking about the judgment day. But I believe on another level, there's a great day here. Today is one of the most important days in the work of the church here at Henderson in 1992. Our Vacation Bible School begins tonight. And I hope you have an opportunity to look through this building and see some of the things that are already set up. I've never seen anything just like it. I've been in Vacation Bible School for many years. I've looked out my window at night when I've been going to bed and see people down here working this past week, particularly working for our young people. But it won't be worth much to those who do not take advantage of the opportunity. And the little boys and girls that live on your street won't have that opportunity unless perhaps you give it to them. Tonight and the next 3 nights after tonight and the Monday through Thursday of next week, there will be 16 different men, some local, some coming in from other places, who will speak to the adult classes in our Vacation Bible School and in Christian Training Series. Now you tell me where else on God's earth there will be an opportunity such as that for the adults. Are you going to be looking at a dogfight while you could be seeing the king? You may be waiting until the calf has a bobbed tail if you don't take advantage of the opportunities that are there. I've never seen a place, I'm honest with you, I've never seen a place where there are more opportunities than in Henderson, Tennessee. And yet it concerns me that sometimes we will not take advantage of the opportunities that are there. And you know, we can't force you or anybody else. All we can do is provide the opportunity in Bible class, in Vacation Bible School, and other activities such as that. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunity, you are the one who is missing. Even more important than that. How many times have some of you who are not Christians been given an opportunity to become a Christian and you have turned it down? Again and again, in a setting such as this, the Lord's invitation is mentioned and emphasized. And you know as well as I do what is involved in becoming a Christian. Your need to repent, confess your faith, and be buried with Him in baptism, and week after week after week, turn down that opportunity. God gave her space to repent, and she repented not. What about those instances where one's life is not as it ought to be, and maybe it needs to involve public confession and repentance and prayer? And the opportunity is there again and again and again. God gave her space to repent, and she repented not. Last week, one of my friends, who is a gospel preacher, was telling me of something that happened not long ago that even shook him. He said there was a couple in the congregation, 80 years old. The man was not a Christian, the woman was. On a Wednesday night, the man came to him and said, "I've decided to be baptized, and I'm going to be baptized next Sunday." He had a heart attack and died on Thursday night. And that's not something that's just a story made up. That's something that he was telling me about, a real person. Opportunity missed. Don't you imagine that that fellow will stand in the day of judgment and say, "I wish I had"? Oh, you and I again and again with things in this life may say, "I wish I had," but God forbid that we come to the day of judgment and say, "I wish I had." Because God has given us so many opportunities. He's given you an opportunity to be a Christian, to be the right kind of Christian. Don't get to the day of judgment and say, "I wish I had." But say, "I will take advantage of that opportunity right now," as together we stand and sing.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left.